From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump Thursday broke a silence about whether or not he recorded conversations with former Federal Bureau of Investigation Chief James Comey. The president said on Twitter, "With all of the recently reported electronic surveillance intercepts, unmasking, and illegal leaking of information, I have no idea whether there are tapes or recordings of my conversations with James Comey. But I did not make and do not have any such recordings." The wait for visitor visas to the United States could get a little longer. White House and State Department officials said Thursday that a new executive order revoking an Obama-era guideline on processing times at consulates was made in the interest of vetting and national security. The brief order signed by U.S. President Donald Trump deletes part of a 2012 order that sought to expedite the processing time for non-immigrant visas, including those needed by students and tourists. The original order, issued by then-President Barack Obama, called on the State Department to ensure 80% of non-immigrant visa applicants are interviewed within 3 weeks of receipt of application. Senate Republicans unveiled a draft bill to overhaul America's health care system and replace what's widely known as Obamacare, drawing criticism from many. After Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell released the 142-page proposal, many people turned out to Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport to protest.
Healthcare is a human right, and we're the richest country in the world. There's no reason why we can't afford to allocate money appropriately to support poor people.
Republicans need 50 of their 52 senators to vote for the bill if it's to pass. This is VOA.